Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Juan Rios. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos bunts towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to third for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Carlos moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafletic moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Rios covering, for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Bradford moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Kelly steals third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaul hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Piniella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaul fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martinez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Noop bunts towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Pafletic moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now playing right field. Galen Sisco now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing center field. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 4 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shaw strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.